The title of this essay is What Do You Want to Create? The better question is, what exactly are we capable of creating? The answer is, not much. Creation is one of those words that gets tossed around a lot, and yet the use of the word is almost always erroneous. Upon quick contemplation, the only thing that I could ascertain that we can create here is art in its many manifestations. Much of what people say they are creating is in reality changes in their relationship to their environment, not actual changes to the environment. The reality that your body resides within is not really creation, after all, unless you are specifically alluding to a deity's creation. What you can see with your eyes is going to be one of two things, either another embodied consciousness such as yourself, or dead bodies that have either been shaped into another form, such as trees into houses, or that lie rotting. Reality as it is no more mysterious than that. It is an aggregate of evolving embodied selves from the densest, such as rocks, to the most advanced, such as Homo sapiens sapien. People often forget that in their body's maddening march to give their world some meaning beyond the obvious. True creation would be to materialize a chair in the center of your room out of thin air. Anything short of that is really just taking pre-existent materials and rearranging them into something aesthetic. Even the words I am creating this essay from are words already known and used. To be a creator of merit would be to formulate an entirely new language to express myself. But then only I could get the jokes. Jokes fall flat without an audience. Most approaches to changing your creation are really just attempts at trying new ways to relate to your environment. A Course in Miracles, The Secret, and other ideologies regarding laws and/or rules of attraction are introducing the unconscious dreamer to better dream management. Since you are likely not capable of manifesting a chair out of thin air, these approaches are one way to be more mindful of how you perceive and relate to your world, not as a creator, but as a participant in evolution. The way that evolution seems to work is that when the necessity is realized, nature mutates into new types and varieties of bodies. If you take a good look at your body, most of what is seen is there because it serves a purpose in giving you some advantage over previous bodies you have incarnated into. So my question to you, and challenge to your slumber, is, what do you want to create? Or more accurately, what do you want to attract to your next incarnation? Since you are stuck in the form you presently have until it draws its last breath. What would you benefit from in the next lifetime if you had the opportunity to give your input to design? Sounds like a dumb exercise in contemplation, and yet, wouldn't it be nice to have some input into incarnation, rather than being placed by default into a good fit for your awareness? What works from this life, and what would you like to see changed regarding the body you would be housed in next, and the environment, too? If your answers reflect this reality, then you will know you are still asleep. An awake self has some very interesting forward desires that likely have little to do with this world.